Have you heard of Buddha? And you know, not that type of Buddha that we come across, you know, the statues with pot belly and all that. No, it's the real enlightened one I'm talking about. You know, there are two types of things, Buddha. Here in India we have that, pot-bellied one, you know, the statues are made of. You have piggy bank, you call it?
Yes, piggy bank.
Do you all have that Buddha there?
Yeah,
Buddha?
Where do you put the coins into his belly?
Yeah. No, from his head. Yeah. Laughing Buddha, you call it. So, I'm not talking of that Buddha. I'm talking of the one who is really enlightened, means the beloved. Yeah. So, when he was enlightened, means when he, well, shone out as the enlightened one, one day he was seated under a tree and remained seated aloof from others because it was just the first season, you see. When the enlightenment was too tender, so he was seated like that, and there comes to him once a man, and looking at him, all of a sudden is attractive. And he is the one who is in search of some hidden treasure, because he wanted to make both ends meet, and it was not possible for him to do so. He tried his best to earn his livelihood, feed his children and wife, and clothe them properly, and give good ornaments and this and that. But in spite of it, it was not possible for him to have extra money, because his neighbor's wife and his neighbor's children were well adorned and well fed and all that. And he always had the little prick of conscience that he's not doing his best for his family. And he tried to earn his livelihood, and in that he couldn't gain much. So he went out for some side business, and that was to... easy thing is to find the hidden treasure. At the time it was in vogue to dig a certain plot of ground, and there you come across a hidden treasure. And once you come across the treasure, naturally you are wealthy overnight. So he used to do that in his pastime. Means whenever he would get holidays or vacation, he would go out digging plots and all that sort of thing. Wherever he thought that there was a mansion formerly, or according to history and geography, you know that. Mm-hmm. So one day, he was on that spree at that time, during his vacation. So he saw Buddha seated there. So very he recognized, because he had heard that a certain prince had renounced the world, and he is now enlightened, and he is in the world now with us. But where could he be? But he finds him that day under a tree. So he stands there and very reverentially bows down to him. So Buddha, of course, doesn't take any notice and all that. So he just stands there. After a time, Buddha turns his head and looks at him and says, "Well, where are you going?" He says, "Well, I'm going in search of treasure." Then he told his story, means his tale of woe, how he is trying his best to meet both hands and this. Says, "Well, yeah, I wish you well. Go along." So he says, "If you can tell me, or if you can help me out in this." He says, "How am I to help you? You have come to a wrong person. You know that I don't have proper clothing on my body, and how can I help you with this? You better go along. You'll find." So again he bows down to him, pays his reverence, and he just leaves. All the respect, due respect is paid to him, and he leaves. So while he turns his back and takes some few steps, Buddha calls out to him now, on his own. He says, "Hey, oh, come here, come here." So he comes back, again pays his respects. He says, "You remind me, you are in search of a treasure?" He says, "Yes. Yes, sir. Yes." "That reminds me that once I was also in search of treasure and I had found it. And finding it, I had thrown it there. Can you see that yonder hill?" He points out to the yonder hill. He says, "Yeah, there is the hill there. You know, there are trees over there. And you'll find that there is a big tree, on an average, it's a big tree, you'll know. it has a large shade and all that. If you go somewhere nearby there, I found it and thrown it there. So if you come across, you know what that treasure is? He says, what treasure is that? Thrown it there means what? It's a big pot? He says, no, it's not that big pot. You know that philosopher's stone, that anything that you, any base metal that you touch, you rub against, the thing turns into gold, you know that? He says, oh yeah, but is it a fact that you can have that? He says, yeah, it is a fact. You can have that. There is something like that. So I had found that. And if you go in search of it and you find it, then you'll have it in your hand. You'll be the wealthiest person in the world. It's wonderful. You are in search of it. Why don't you go there? Try. So he goes there. He's very happy that Buddha himself has directed him now. So it must be there. Surely. He can't tell me a lie like that. So he goes there. So when he goes there, of course he sweats a lot, you know. He has a piece of iron with him, some base metal that he found, some horseshoe or something like that. Mm-hmm. And every pebble, every rock that he gets, you know, he rubs against that and tries to throw it out and rubs. 3-4 nights and days they are spent like that. Nothing happened, you know. At last on some day, fine day, maybe the fifth day. How many days I said? 4 days?
Four days.
I won't be wrong. It will be the fifth day.
You're right. You're right. Yeah.
So on the fifth day, he rubs against it and sure enough, there it is. It turned into gold. And he holds that rock in his hand. You know, that little stone. It is like this size. And he sees, and he's in ecstatic fit, you know. He swoons because he's so overjoyed that he's the wealthiest person in the world. Any base metal you touch and it becomes gold. What need has he for digging any treasure or anything like that? So he just swoons there. And still having that rock in his hand, that stone, the talisman as it is called, or the philosopher's stone as it is called, or what else is it called? Parasmani as it is called, whatever it is. Then he gets back to his senses after a long time that he had fallen down with that in his palm. When he comes back to his senses, it was very difficult for him to open this, you know, because he had, so he tries to open and sees what it is, because he had completely forgotten. Yeah. He is now quiet now and he sees the stone. Oh, then he gets back his memory. He says, is this the stone he said that he had found and had thrown? And this is the thing that makes me the wealthiest person in the world, sure. But why did he throw it out? If that was the case, if that is the thing that can make me the wealthiest person, it is the treasure where mankind is after for. So why did he throw it out? Surely, like the tea, you know. But she can easily miss the tea because there's something better than that. So his mind is touched with that. He says, surely he must be having a greater treasure than this. Otherwise, why would he throw it out? So seeing that, he just throws this thing out. Again, he throws it out again. And he runs back to Buddha. And Buddha is very happy to see him. Buddha is still there under the tree. He says, well, did you find the treasure? He says, yes, I did find it. Where is it? Where is it? Sure. He says, well, I threw it out. Threw it out? After such difficulty you found it and threw it out for what? Why did you throw it out? He says, just because you threw it out. You said that you threw it out. So I felt that I did find it. I threw it out with the thought that maybe at your feet I'll find the treasure which is greater than that. Mm. Others, how can you throw it out unless you have something better than that? Mm. So he was the first disciple after the enlightenment.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What was his name?
I forget. Eric.
That's funny. I've heard that name somewhere before.